shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station Show. I'm Keith Powell. It's really nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. So hello to all of you listening on terrestrial AM and FM radio, wherever you may be, including a couple of shortwave frequencies that I recently found out about, as well as to all those who are downloading this program as a podcast and to those who are listening to PCJ Radio. And speaking of PCJ Radio, I will have a little information later about what's coming up with PCJ Radio. Keith Powell here with you all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. In the control room is Kevin Lee. Johan is not around this week. He actually went off to Hong Kong. But he will be returning next week, and I asked him actually to pick up something at Hong Kong for the show. But you know, stay tuned, and you'll figure out what all that is about. Excuse me for one moment as I have a little sip of coffee. Good to the last drop. I'm suffering from air conditioning syndrome right now. Where, you know, as I mentioned before, we've just gone into our summer, and sometimes when you're in an air-conditioned environment all day long, it dries up the air. You know, it's like you just feel like a dried, shriveled-up prune, which is the reason why I was drinking a lot of coffee. Yeah, I know. People are going to say you shouldn't drink too much coffee, blah, 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 blah. But I am a coffee fanatic, as I've mentioned before, so I will at least have two cups during today's show. And just to let you know, by the way, it really is coffee. It's nothing stronger, and it's in a real... What doesn't make much of a noise? Oh, because I'm holding it. There we go. Still doesn't make much of a noise. But anyway, it really is a coffee cup. Not plastic, but actually porcelain. What that has to do with anything, I don't know. But anyway, it's nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. We do actually have a fair amount of things to get to today. So we're going to kick off with a request of a song that came in not too long ago. It was actually just a few days ago. Somebody that was listening to our stream, which I'll tell you about in a bit, sent a very short message, because you can send up to like, I think 100 characters or something, saying, you know, they remembered when they listened to the show many years ago and a song called the Happy Station Song. And, you know, since I've been listening, I haven't heard it. Can you play it? And I thought, well, we haven't played it in a while, so let's kick off with it today. Here's Tom Mayer and the Happy Station Song on the International Happy Station.
Station show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere,
it's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere from join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show calling listeners everywhere. It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or V, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show. The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Tom Meyer and the Happy Station song. Now, that short message that was sent to us came to us from somebody that was listening to PCJ Radio. Now, if you want to log on and listen to PCJ Radio, it's as simple as the following URL, pcjmedia.com. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just go to pcjmedia.com. And when you're there, when you open up the front page, you'll see something that says Live 365 Radio. Underneath it, PCJ Radio with the PCJ Media logo and a little play button. Click on that, and that's all you need to do. It's very, very, very simple. Now, let's stay on the website for a moment, because we've just added a few things on the website that I don't think were there last week when we did the show. In the section where it says latest news, there's a couple of things there. The first one is called a one-on-one interview with Keith Parent, that is me, and what is all that about? Well, not too long ago, one of our partner stations said, Keith, do you have a pre-packaged interview about yourself and your career in radio that you can send us? Now, I didn't, and I don't. What now I do? I just touched the microphone. But anyway, what I did is I contacted Colin Newell, who does all our announcements, and said, look, Colin, I don't like doing this. I really don't like giving interviews, even despite the fact that I can talk nonstop. I just don't like doing it. And I said, but look, this station needs this, blah, blah, blah. So ask whatever you want, carte blanche. Which could have been a mistake in some cases. If I was a politician, let's say, or worked for BP, if I said, yeah, carte blanche interview, I'd be running with my tail between my legs. But, I said, Colin, look, carte blanche. So we did this interview, and I was very happy with the way it turned out. There's some archive clips in there of my early days and everything else. And we've just uploaded that on the website. So go and take a listen to it. It's a lot of fun. Colin, by the way, is the owner of the DXer.ca satellite. Satellite, I should say, website. Anyway, yes, website, that's it. The next thing that you will see there is Benny Hill Time on PCJ Radio. Now, what is all that about? Well, in the 1960s, to be more precise, between 1964 and 1965, Benny Hill also did a radio series for BBC Radio. This was as he was doing his television series for the BBC. As I was unpacking my boxes, which I mentioned before, boxes that have been unpacked for years, I decided to, okay, you know what? I need stuff that's in there, and I don't even remember what's in half of them, so let's just unpack it. Anyway, I came across some transcription discs as well as some air checks and some open reel recordings of Benny Hill Time that was on BBC Radio. And not too long ago, I was talking with some of our listeners online, and we were talking about, you know, comedy and humor, and sometimes, sometimes comedy is dated, but nevertheless, it's still fun to listen to. And I remembered, you know, actually, this would be a nice thing to run on PCJ Radio. So yes, we will schedule them on PCJ Radio at some point, but we've already uploaded two editions of Benny Hill Time from February 23rd and March 16th, 1964, respectively. They're 30 minutes each. When you listen to them, you will notice a lot of surface noise and scratches and everything. And that has to do with the condition that the discs and tapes were in. In fact, one of the tapes, before I did the digital transfer to it, I had to really clean it up. And I don't mean cleaning up the recording, which I also had to do, but I mean I had to clean up the tape. There was mold and mold and mildew on the on it. So we did our best to fix up the sound. But anyway, you can all find that at pcjmedia.com. It's all on the homepage, as well as pages for all the shows like Happy Station, Finally Fridays, Nash Hollis, the Stuff File program, Switzerland in Sound, and there's much, much more there, and everything else. So do go and check it out. All right, time for more music, as I've been babbling way too long. Let's now take a listen to a singer who we'll have on the show very, very soon. Actually, we just did the interview not too long ago, but I haven't gotten around to doing the editing yet. His name is Tom Gable. This is from his latest CD called Music to Watch Girls By. The song is called Close to You, here on the International Happy Station.
Never had something to say, living to get through the day. Kept wasting my life away. You gave all your love into me. The beautiful things that I see. When you're so close to me, my heart begins to overflow. So much to say, just got to let you know. Believe me, now and all the time. Just wanna be close to you, baby, oh. Come rain or shine, just wanna be close to you, baby, now. Such feelings so rare, waiting for someone to care. Someday, somehow, somewhere. Oh, girl, with everything that you do, you show me that someone is you. I know this feeling is true, believe me, 'cause now and all the time, just wanna be close to you, baby, oh. Come rain, come shine, just wanna be close to you, baby, now. And people say, I know that times will come and go, and life is changing, but they don't realize that when I look into your eyes, I know this feeling is true. Believe me, 'cause now and all the time, just wanna be close to you, baby. Come rain or close to you, baby, now and all the time. Just wanna be, just wanna be close. Come rain, come shine, just wanna be close to you, baby, now.
Tom Gable and Close to You here on the International Happy Station. Tom Gable will be my special guest here on the Happy Station very, very soon. Okay, now I just want to take a couple of moments to tell you about some developments with PCJ Radio. Beginning June the 12th, we are going to have a FM relay, an FM relay for 6 hours once a week in Singapore on MediaCore. And the lineup is as the following. This will be on the air from 6 a.m. to 12 noon every Saturday. On the hour will be the BBC World Service News for about 5 minutes. Then at 6:05, the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder. At 7:05, Network Europe Week from Radio Netherlands Worldwide. At 7:35, Switzerland in Sound. At 8:05, Finally Friday with Neil Hendrickse. At 9:05, Arts on the Air from Radio Deutsche Welle. At 9:35, Book of World Records with King David Mackenzie. And speaking of him, we actually have a contribution for him coming up very soon. At 10:05, Nash Hollas with Paulette Macquarie. And then Happy Station Show at 11:05. And that brings the schedule right until 12 o'clock. So PCJ Radio to be heard on MediaCore in Singapore beginning the 12th of June 2010. And we will have all the information at the PCJ Media website at pcjmedia.com. A few questions actually that have come in recently is, can I listen to the stream? Now, we have a different arrangement with MediaCore over this for not really technical reasons, but more legal reasons. At the beginning, when we actually start this on June 12th, if you click on the audio link for MediaCore's Gold FM, which is the relay for it, you will not be hearing PCJ Radio streaming as it's being broadcast in Singapore. At that time, they're going to run what they normally would run on a Saturdays for their stream. The reason is, before PCJ is able to run on the MediaCore stream for Gold FM, PCJ needs to set up a company, you can say, or have us licensed in Singapore. It has to do with, okay, look, you know, every country has different internet laws, okay? China has ones, Taiwan, every country does. Anyway, Singapore, and Singaporeans know that I'm not making fun of you, but this is a country, you can't chew gum in the street, and you get fined for this, that, and the other. We all know that. So they have this very odd internet law, which is the reason why we cannot be streamed as it's going out on FM in Singapore at the beginning until we work out the legal issue, okay? That's it. That's all I have to say about that. But anyway, you can find out all that information at pcjmedia.com. And while you are online, feel free to add PCJ Media to your friends book in Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media. You'll find the group. Join up. That's all you need to do. And don't be afraid and don't feel bashful about adding me as one of your friends. Just do a search for me, Keith Perron. That's K-E-I-T-H-P-E-R-R or R-R-O-N. And that's all you need to do. And speaking of Happy Station, coming up in a few weeks' time, listeners in Cuba will be able to listen to La Estación de la Alegría, which will be broadcast on Sundays at 9 a.m. on Radio Progreso in Havana, as well as other cities around the island. This is actually quite interesting because Radio Progreso's headquarters are in the same building as Radio Havana Cuba on Infanta Street in downtown Havana. So La Estación de la Alegría, La Versión Español, The Happy Station, en dos semanas con los ondes de Radio Progreso, los dos, también AM y FM, a Cuba. And we are also going to have a Spanish version of the site made available as well. Okay, time for more music. We're going to take a listen to, yours truly. This is a recording done not too long ago. It was the voice track for the TV series that I do in Japan. It was recorded with a full orchestra. And it was a lot of fun. Well, it was recorded at the same time as the orchestra, but I was in a different studio on a different floor, which was very unique because in the monitor, there was a monitor in front of me where I can see the orchestra and I can see the conductor. And then it was a split image, so I was also able to see the producer and the technician and communicate with them that way. It was very unique. But anyway, we finished doing it. I don't think we played it on this show before. We used it in our continuity on PCJ Radio not too long ago. Anyway, here I am, yours truly, with On a Clear Day on the International Happy Station.
On a clear day, look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never ever heard before. And on that clear day, on that clear day, you will see forever and part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never ever heard before. And on that clear day, on that clear day, you will see forever and ever.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
Hello, this is Carl Blair speaking from the PCJ Media Happy Station Studios in Taipei, Taiwan. I've come this distance all the way from the center of North America to talk about KDXRadio.com, one of many worldwide carriers of the Happy Station show. I almost didn't make it here because of that Eurostar incident, and it's a shame, but I've got to turn around and leave right away because my reservation is only good for 30 seconds.
Thank you very much, Carl Blair. And Carl Blair runs KDX, and you can check them out on kdxradio.com, and you'll find out when Happy Station runs there. Okay, you know, I had a very interesting weekend last weekend. I went to the city of Taichung, which is sort of in the middle of Taiwan, and there were a few reasons for going there. First reason was because I hadn't been to Taichung for many, many years. And second, it was to take the new high-speed train, which runs between Taipei and Taichung. Now, it was very unique because, I don't know how many of you know this, but Taiwan is the third place in the world, number three, with the fastest trains. Yes, Now, normally, if you went to Taichung, for example, the first time that I went by conventional train, which was around 2 hours and 35 minutes, maybe 2 hours and 45 minutes. It was very long. It felt like going on forever. And that was the direct train, the one that went from Taipei nonstop to Taichung. Very slow. With the new train, the same train journey takes exactly 38 minutes. Not 38 and a half, not 39, not 37 and a half, but exactly 38 minutes. The trains that they have put in this system are made in Japan by Kawasaki. They have the capability of traveling up to 300 kilometers an hour. Now, when I took the train both ways, they normally run at around 290. Sometimes they will go down to 280, depending on where they are in the track. But it is absolutely quite amazing. And if you think the passengers that they had last month, now this is monthly passengers, okay? In 2010, April, they had 3,090,380 passengers, and that is in 1 month. Now, the ticket for the high-speed train is considerably more than the regular train, but people like the fact that it only takes 38 minutes to Kaohsiung, to Taichung, for example. So people, excuse me, are starting to use it a lot more than they when it first started, because when they first launched the train, there was roughly around, like, say, 700,000 travelers a month, but now it's over 3 million, and it just keeps growing and growing every month. It's quite a phenomenal system, and traveling on the high-speed train is wonderful because it's so quiet, and it is so smooth. It is very, very unique. And they have the trolleys that go along inside the train with food and everything else. And the seats are very, very comfortable. And it is just absolutely astonishing. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece of engineering. I love high-speed trains. And I mention this because there was somebody that wrote us recently, and they said, you know, they visited Taiwan, and they did some traveling, but the high-speed train wasn't in operation, and is it working now? And yes, it is. It is working now, and they're actually building some new stations along the way, because the train, as it stands now, only goes from Taipei to Zhouying in the south. The line to Kaohsiung, which is between Zhaoying and Kaohsiung, which is maybe only a few kilometers, maybe, say, I would estimate maybe 35, 40 kilometers, is still under construction. And that will be finished sometime later this year, and the train will be going directly there by next year. But anyway, if you want more information about the Taiwan High-Speed Rail Corporation, visit their website, which they have English, by the way. Just go to www.thsrc.com.tw. That's www.thsrc.com.tw. Click on English, and you will find all the information there. It is quite, quite astonishing. And Taichung is an amazing city. Now, compared to Taipei, it's a lot smaller, it's a lot quieter, and I would have to say it's probably, if not the most beautiful city here in Taiwan. It has a very unique architecture, and it is just an amazing place. And one of these days, I think we should maybe do an edition of Happy Station about traveling through Taiwan. I think that would be a fun show. Some people have suggested that we haven't gotten around to it. But you know what? I think that we should do that. That would be a good idea. Kevin is nodding up and down. I know, we should. Anyway, yes, we'll work on that in the near future. All right, time for music right now. And on the weekend, while I was in Taichung, I went to see a new movie. The movie is from a television series that was on HBO for a number of years called Sex in the City. The first film came out, I think, about a couple of years ago. They now have Sex in the City 2, which takes place between New York, and then part of the movie takes place in Abu Dhabi. And it is a very silly movie. I mean, it's not... Okay, put it this way. If you're looking for something intelligent to go and see, don't go and see this. But if you want to have a good laugh and a good chuckle and see something fun, go and see it. Sex in the City 2, playing at theaters around the world. And I was amazed because Liza Minnelli is in it at the beginning of the movie. Yeah, quite unique. But anyway, when I got back to Taipei, I remembered the theme song to Sex in the City. It was in my head. And I remembered something that came out a long, 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 long time ago. And it made me wonder if the theme song to the TV series and the movies was actually based on this particular piece of music because of a couple of bars played on the piano. It is by Juan Escaval. The track is called Miniskirt. And tell me if you have the same impression that the Sex in the City theme could have been based on this. What do you think? Let me know. Escaval, Miniskirt on the International Happy Station. Escaval with Miniskirt. And, you know, it's true. That little riff on the piano sounds to me very familiar. Which means it sounds a bit like the opening to Sex in the City. And I'm kind of wondering if the theme song, whoever composed the theme song to Sex in the City, based his piece on that composition by Juan Escaval. A lot of fun. Go see the movie. It's in theaters right now. It stars Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, Christine Davis, Kim Cattrall, and Chris, not as Mr. Big. Okay, time for another edition of Book of Records by the one and only King David Mackenzie on the International Happy Station.
Thank you, Keith. Generous to a fault as usual. And greetings to all from Tucson. This month of July contains what would have been my father's 81st birthday on the 26th. And to commemorate that date, I'd like to play a couple of my all-time favorite records that my father, a jazz fan throughout his life, introduced me to when I was only 9 years old. The first is from a 1964 concert at New York's Carnegie Hall by the lyrical master of the tenor saxophone, the late Stan Getz, with brilliant support on vibes from Gary Burton. Here's That Rainy Day. Arguably the greatest of the several recordings Stan Getz made of Here's That Rainy Day on the stage of Carnegie Hall in New York City on the 9th of October 1964, appearing on an album titled The Best of Stan Getz. The next record is not only one that I would have probably never heard were it not for my father playing it around the house. It's also likely this is the first time any of you have ever heard it, even though it's performed by one of the most famous musical groups of the 20th century, Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Although the current touring band using the original Glenn Miller band's name and arrangements lists this beautiful Billy May composition in its catalog, it appears that the original Miller band performed the piece a few times in concert during the spring of 1941, never recorded it specifically for commercial records, and performed it on a radio broadcast only once, on April the 2nd, 1941. Miller's record company, RCA Victor, released that radio broadcast performance on an LP in 1968. And that is what we're about to hear, with Billy May himself performing the trumpet solo and announcer Larry Bruff introducing the tune.
Listening pleasure, Glenn plays a swell new tune, Harlem Chapel Bells.
Chapel Bells by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. For these, wherever you are, Dad, thanks. I'm King David McKenzie, thanking you for spending these moments with me looking through McKenzie's Book of Records. Now, it's back to Perron of Taipei. Keith?
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much, King David McKenzie, for this month's edition of Book of Records here on the International Happy Station. If you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is very simple, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Now, if you didn't have time to write that down, there is an easier way. Just go to pcjmedia.com. At the main menu, you will see Email Keith. Just click on that, and you can send me an email directly through the website. And I would love to hear from you, even if you have a music request. Now, I know I said in the past that I will not play music requests, but if you could maybe explain why, and it doesn't come across as a request, you know, then maybe I will squeeze it in. Okay, time for more music, and we're going to take a listen now to a singer that somebody suggested a couple of months ago, and I totally had forgotten about it until when I was rearranging things, and I had printed it off, and I was looking at it, like, oh yes, I forgot about this. And he said, whenever you can. So obviously, it doesn't matter, because he says that he listens on a regular basis, so I'm sorry for getting into it a bit late, but you did say, whenever I can. The singer is from Italy, he's called Neck. The song is called Lara Non Se, here on the International Happy Station.
Laura non c'è, è andata via. Laura non è più cosa mia. E te che sei qua e mi chiedi perché. L'amo se niente più mi dà. Mi manca da spezzare il fiato. Fa male e non lo sa. Che non mi è mai passata. Laura non c'è. Capisco che è stupido cercarla in te. Io sto da schifo, credi, e non lo vorrei. Stare con te e pensare a lei. Stasera voglio stare acceso. Andiamocene di là. A forza di pensare offuso. Se vuoi ci amiamo adesso. Se vuoi, però non è lo stesso. Tra di noi, da solo non mi basta, stai con me, sono strano che al suo posto, ci sei te, ci sei te. Laura dov'è? Mi manca sei, magari c'è un altro accanto a lei, giuro non ci ho pensato mai, che succede? Dentro un altro abbraccio su di un corpo che non è più il mio. E io così non ce la faccio. Se vuoi ci amiamo adesso. Se vuoi, però non è lo stesso. Tra di noi, da solo non mi basta. Stai con me, sono strano che al suo posto. Ci sei te, ci sei te.
With Lara Non Se here on the International Happy Station. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the show. Another thing, actually, that I want to mention, because somebody asked me about this a while ago. If you listened to last week's show, I said that on June the 11th, for the kickoff of the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, we would be presenting an entire day of programming from our studios in Cape Town. That is mainly, that's actually, it's really only Neil Hendricks and Finally Fridays. But that will only be broadcast on that day, which actually just happened. Somebody then said, will we do that again at some other point? Well, I don't know. We might. You just never know. Maybe we'll have an entire day of, let's say, stuff file programming or Happy Station or something as specials that we do every now and again on PCJ Radio. But this thing with Finally Friday was a one-off because he looks at he actually looks at the World Cup. So actually that just happened. But you can catch all those shows at our website by going to pcjmedia.com, kicking. How appropriate. Yes, I'm having dyslexia all over again. It's one of those days. I shouldn't say kicking, even though it is the World Cup. I meant to say kicking. Yes, kicking. I just said it again, didn't I? Oi, Keith, what is wrong with you? I meant to say clicking. Okay? yes, the gaiety we have in the studio sometimes. And just to tell you, the coffee that I'm drinking is only coffee. There's nothing else in it. Anyway, go to PCJmedia.com. Click on Finally Fridays. You'll find a bio there of Neil Hendricks. And if you click down, you see I said click. Again, click. If you click down, you will see all the shows from June 4th going back to April 2nd. And I just want to remind you that if you want to subscribe to all the PCJ Media shows, it's very easy to do. There is a link that you'll see that says if you wish to subscribe to whatever show it is, using iTunes, it could be Funny Fridays, Nosh Hollis, etc., etc., even Happy Station, click here. You click here, another window will open up, and then from there, you can add it to iTunes. And it's easier, because then when you open up iTunes, you just refresh, and it will download the new show. It's that simple. I mean, that's easy, you know? All right, so go check it out, pcjmedia.com. Anyway, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, this is Keith, or Kick. Kick Perron, that's my new name today. Keith Perron, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios, amigos, and sayonara.